I have asked Michael to give us an update on one of our issues and what happened to it when it came to the board meeting. And certainly the board members at the table can offer their views as well, but this is just a for your information update.
Yep. Okay, the item was one of the narrow scope amendments that we had brought to you previously for deliberation of the comments received, and it was the item related to equity method accounting and how to account for share of other net asset changes, which you'll recall when you had looked at the original proposals. Originally you had proposed one particular method of accounting for these differences. The board decided to propose in the exposure draft a different method. The comments that came back, we brought to you back, I think it was in July, where there were differences of view expressed within the comments. You took the view and you made the recommendation that your original proposal would be the one that should be presented to the board, so we did that. The board discussed this last month in October and didn't reach a conclusion on that. They certainly heard the concerns that you had raised, and as well as the comments that have been received from the comment letters. The things that the board tentatively decided on at the October board meeting was, first, not to abort the project. They recognise that there is diversity in practice and therefore it's important to continue looking at this. They tentatively decided not to proceed with the original proposal that was in exposure draft because of a number of concerns that have been raised in the comments about sort of departing from existing literature. And this was the proposal about taking the changes through equity. They also, though, were still concerned about your proposal insofar as it didn't address how to deal with share-based payments. And so the other net asset changes of your associate or JV that obviously go through equity as part of share-based payments, they were concerned that that should be addressed within any proposed solution that that they decide to finalise on. So they've asked us to do some more work on this. Our plans are to bring this to a future meeting, probably December, to see if we can, or see if the board can reach a conclusion on how to deal with this. So they're still looking at it, but wanted to just feedback to you the progress that has made so far. Are there any comments or questions? Or
the ISD update, I wasn't sure about the direction of the work you would be doing. I was reading that the ISD had rejected the IFRICA proposal because it was not dealing with share-based payments. But does that mean that this proposal is still on the table, plus researching how share-based payments could be addressed? Or I was reading that the board was asking whether all changes would go in OCI or all changes would go in P&L. So I just want to know whether these the concrete IFRIC proposals that has been out. Or?
Certainly, some of the comments that I heard in the board meeting made me think that we should, as part of that staff paper, just explore whether there is a relatively straightforward way of adding in something to the original Interpretation Committee recommendation that would deal with those share-based payments. So I certainly have asked the team to incorporate that into the paper that we've brought to the board.
Board members, want to share anything? Philippe?
Well, there was little support for the idea of taking those movements to the equity of the parent company. That the feeling was that it was more OCI or P&L, depending on circumstances. But there was some uncertainty about how to deal with share-based payments. So before we make any further progress on this classification, I wanted to know what happens to share-based payments.
Yep. Am I looking at Andrew or Chung Wu?
I was just going to mention, we have some internal guidance on how to deal with share-based payments with associates. under the current literature to happily share that with the staff in case that helps with the thought process.
Okay, thank you. Patricia?
I may have misheard Philippe, but I understood him to say that there was little support at the board for taking the changes directly to equity, and I believe the 8 board members did vote for it, so I wouldn't say that that's little support.
Not enough to confirm the solution. Okay, I face that.
Okay, we've still got some time. You want to do paper 17?
Yeah.
Sure, that's it.
Okay, so paper 17, which is our work in progress paper, summarizing the issues that are either on hold or we're still working on, or indeed some new ones that we've included here. And we've got 3 new issues that have come into us that we've started to, 4 new issues that we've started to look at since the last interpretation of committee meeting, and that we hope to bring to you at a future meeting. So did want to ask if any of you had any comments or questions about these, any inputs gratefully received.
This might be a first. They usually find something wrong. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
yeah.
4-2-7.
I admit that I got scared when I saw the uncertain tax position one. As you know, the FASB did a standard on that. I kind of like it. I think it's a good standard, but it was a very long, contentious, drawn-out process. And I mean that project was actually started from a fairly, I thought, innocuous 2 or 3 sentence comment that one of my then staffers at the SEC made at a conference, which turned out to be far more controversial than any of us thought it was. And 5 years later, we had a new standard, and 3 years after that, we finally got it implemented after delays and challenges and things like that. So my point is, I'm not sure that's an IFRIC project.
Correct me, or somebody refresh my memory. At one point, we had a proposal to add a sentence or a phrase or whatever to IAS 12 that we thought would accomplish what took the FASB 8 years to do. Did we ever add that, or was that part of the amendments that was dropped? Do we know?
I don't know, although the fact that we've got this question would suggest that.
Would suggest that even if we did, it didn't work. So
there was a proposal.
There was a proposal in the exposure draft, but I think we withdrew the exposure draft.
My understanding, it was largely consistent with what the FASB did, or at least it was intended to be.
It was intended to be, yeah, but the point is we didn't get it done, so, okay. John?
Michael, is it expected that the new issue on IFRS 3 and the identification of the acquirer and the stapling arrangement will come to the January meeting?
Certainly. I mean, we were pretty close to getting that one ready for this meeting, but we just didn't managed to be able to make that in time for the posting deadline, so we're quite well advanced in terms of preparation for that, so that certainly will come to the January meeting.
Anything else? Is lunch in fact ready? Martin?
I just have a question with regard to the interest and hold with regard to contingent considerations for a single asset purchase where we have this milestone topics, and I guess it was stopped, and we want to wait for the outcome of variable lease payments.
That's right.
So it would be missing here on this overview, or is it?
Well, it's kind of referred over, transferred over to the board,
yeah.
And we did have a discussion with the board, and they acknowledged, yes, the discussions on leases, let's sort of get that
done, and then they will look at it at that stage or after that stage.
So it's another kind of category here, which is...
Indeed, it's kind of transitioned over to the board agenda now. Which they may in fact then transition back to us. But anything else? Okay.